how long I'll be. It won't be 25 minutes, I don't think. It's just a short thought. But Daniel chapter number 3, verse number 1. Says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the king captains, the judges, the treasurers, and the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, saxbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And here's the message that I want to preach. This phrase that he says here at the end, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Who is that God that shall deliver you? Verse number 16, it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated.
And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes and governors and captains and the king's councils being gathered together saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair on their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants and trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they may not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So I said, as I said, our text verse is verse number 15. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? In the first chapter of Daniel, we see that God gives the Israelites into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon. He takes children with no blemish, well-favored, skillful in all wisdom and knowledge and science. They were taken and put under these Chaldeans. These children were namely Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The latter three were given the Babylonian names Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They continued to follow God and not defile themselves by eating of the king's meat. They would not go against God and the law. And after Daniel interprets the dream of Nebuchadnezzar about a man made of different metals, Nebuchadnezzar saw God for the Most High God that he is. But we come here in chapter number 3, and Nebuchadnezzar has made this image of gold, this statue of gold in his image. Right after Daniel's interpreted this dream, he's making this image of himself. And what I would say to that is Nebuchadnezzar got a big head, and he made a big head of gold because of it. He made that big head a reality. But he made the statue of gold from head to toe in the image of himself. Nebuchadnezzar is spitting in the face of God, saying that his Babylonian empire will not go down, that the empire he rules will never fall. He wanted every man to worship him and not God. He believed himself to be greater than God. When and if someone did not fall down and worship, Nebuchadnezzar had fire ready to punish them. But we see these three men in the crowd, they deny Nebuchadnezzar of this worship. And may I say right here that there are men and women in this world today that are looking for worship. And there's a time coming when and if they don't get the worship, they're going to be ready to kill you. As sin waxes worse in our world, this can become our reality. It was a reality as Baptists throughout world history up to our time in America. The United States of America was founded on religious freedom, but a lot of that freedom is being attacked. But we do not have to submit to that attack. Just as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we can put our faith in God. no matter the outcome, and stand up for God. And we might receive the same comment, who is that God that shall deliver you? Nebuchadnezzar thought he was bigger than God. He thought his fire was greater than God, and fire that was greater than God's people could bear. And that was because Nebuchadnezzar knew he couldn't stand the fire. So now we have this question, one that's mocking God, who is that God that shall deliver you? So what can we see about this God? In verse number 25, it says, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. So first I see that he is a God who walks with his children. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced their fire, their God walked in there with them. We are often facing and walking through the fire, but God, when we don't see him, he is walking with us. He's walking right beside us. It may appear to us as he is nowhere to be found, but he's right beside us the entire time. He's walking right beside us. He's always right with us. He doesn't leave us to face a trial all by ourselves. He goes into and walks with us through the fire. Yes. Secondly, I see in verse number 25, it says, and they have no hurt. He is a God who guards his children. Not only did God walk with these three men, but God guarded them in the fire. These men were in the middle of the fire and they were not hurt. But furthermore, in verse number 27, they were shown to have not been affected at all by the fire. They came out unchanged. What fire they faced did not and could not do anything to them because God was guarding them. There was no hair singed. Their clothes did not catch on fire. The smoke did not even attach itself to these men. The fire, the world which was so hot it killed two men, that fire was no match for God. The world can try to burn you, but God will guard you. Thirdly, I see in verses number 28 and 29 with Nebuchadnezzar, that he is a God who changes hearts. At the beginning of this chapter, Nebuchadnezzar believed himself to be higher than God. He thought God to be like any other god, which Nebuchadnezzar was greater than because they are all fake. He did not believe in God's power, but God changes his heart. Who is that God that shall deliver you to saying, realizing, believing that there is no other God than that can deliver after this sort? In verse number 29, he said, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. His heart was changed. You know what Nebuchadnezzar is saying? That God can do what we think is impossible. The mountains, the storms, the fires that we faced is nothing to God. We need to remember that our God made our universe in 7 days. He protected the Israelites, led them out of Egypt. He rained bread on a daily basis, helped them overcome and take Canaan, brought them through the hardships of Judges, helped David slay a giant with a rock, was born of a virgin, healed the blind, lame, sick, raised the dead, made maniacs sane, took the punishment we deserved on the cross, died and rose again, making a way to salvation, saved a murderer and turned him into a missionary. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Remember what he has done for you. Remember where you were, but God delivered you. The sin and the shame that you were living in, but God reached down and he plucked you out of the miry clay. Worms on our way to hell, but God delivered. The places we each could be today, but God delivered. And you can trust in him. All those trials that you have faced before, how did you make it out then? Because God delivers. He knows what you are facing. Those loved ones that you have that are lost, those dark times that when you have felt alone, who gets you through it? It's God. Because God delivers. If he has done all that he has done in the past, we can rest assured that no matter what we face, no matter how big or hot the fire is, he will deliver. Not only does he deliver, but as this point says, he changes hearts. You may be praying for someone who needs to be saved, who needs God. And I got good news, he changes hearts. It may seem like they are never going to get saved, like they will never get right, but you have to keep praying. I think of now my ex-sister-in-law, but her grandfather, they prayed for him for over 60 years. And then I got to witness it firsthand where my dad went to him and got to talk to him, and he was 87 years old. That same year, he got saved, and then he died a few months later. It took all that prayer for years and years and years, even to the last few months of his life, and he got saved. And then he was able to tell a friend of his in those 3 months about God, and that led to him being saved. It's wonderful what prayer can do. It's the greatest tool that we have that we often forego using. We have to keep praying, because with God, nothing is impossible. He saved the insane. He saved the dying. He saved murderers, homosexuals, people in prison, old, young, black, white, Indian, Asian, any race and anybody. God saves, and he's no respecter of persons. The Bible says that he came to seek and to save. He wasn't just in one place that he sought. He didn't come to save the sought, like Calvinists would tell you, with predestination. He came to seek and to save. Anyone can be saved. No matter someone's race, wealth, and history, whoever you are praying for, just keep praying, because God can change their heart. But also, let me challenge you real quick. God can do the impossible, but we are his vessels to spread the gospel and to witness. We see in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were God's vessels to be a witness to Nebuchadnezzar. In chapter number 3, I can see four things that they did as a witness. First, in verse number 11 and verse number 12, they did not bow the knee. They did not let what's going on around them oppress them to the point where they didn't spread the gospel. They did not bow the knee. In verse number 11 and 12, they did not worship the golden image. They didn't give themselves over to something else. They didn't compromise. They kept with God. In verse number 16 and 17, we see that they were not slack in proclaiming God. When they were asked, I'll read those verses real quick. It says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. So when he got oppressed, he told them. He told them about that God. They were not slack in proclaiming God. They didn't just take the oppression and say, well, I'm just going to quit giving the gospel. But they gave him the answer about God. And not only that, verse number 17 and 18, it says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So they said, if he does bless in this and bring us out of it, wonderful. We're going to keep serving him. If we die right here, well, we did it for him. So they trusted God no matter the outcome. And that's all I have this evening.